Today on Family Talk.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and today Dr. Tim Clinton is filling in for me as guest host. Dr. Clinton is president and founder of the American Association of Christian Counselors, that's AACC. He's also a professor of counseling and pastoral care and the executive director of the Center for Counseling and Family Studies at Liberty University. He is the host of a daily radio program called Life, Love, and Family, and you've probably heard him right here on Family Talk as my co-host from time to time. A couple of weeks ago, we were both at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, Florida, and Dr. Clinton had the opportunity to interview Victor Marx. If you have not heard him speak, you're in for a moving experience. Victor is the founder and president of All Things Possible, a faith-based organization that's been working around the world to free children from abuse and trauma for over two decades. Victor is a motivational speaker, a master of martial arts, and a former U.S. Marine. Because of his own troubled youth, he has a heart to rescue kids in trouble. I'm going to let you hear more about that now. And then at the end of the program, our announcer, Roger Marsh, will be on to tell you about an exciting weekend conference for men.
Victor, thanks for being a part of Family Talk and joining us.
Gosh, you bet.
As we get started, Victor, when I think about the Middle East, most people think about the Middle East, they start thinking about radical Islam, beheading of Christians. Mm-hmm. I'm talking innocent children. They really, there's a fear that comes over them. There's like this Christian genocide, and yeah, they don't even allow their minds to go there. But in the midst of all that, God has called a man, and I want all of you listening right now to hear this, that there's a man who's been called on a high-risk mission, and it's Victor Marx. God's doing something unbelievable. I can't wait for you to hear this story. Victor, tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now in Iraq, in the Middle East.
Yeah, you know, we started by invitation of the Kurdistan Regional Government to help girls, women, and kids who had been held captive by ISIS to actually help them with trauma. Because so many that had been under and subjugated and suffered, I mean, up to 30 rapes a day, their minds just weren't working, and there was a high rate of suicide. So we went in, started helping, and then all of a sudden, my wife and I were introduced to the magnitude of millions in need. And of course, we tend to focus on children and women, and that's when this really started. We actually just got a place there in northern Iraq. I would say in a small way, compared to the large scale, being effective in helping kids and women who've been traumatized.
In Iraq.
Yep. Oh, yeah, right.
In the Middle East.
Oh, right.
I mean,
on point.
The stories that we hear or see on television, fighting, all that stuff's going on. You right in the middle of some of that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I just washed my last batch of clothes last night because I was in Iraq last week, and I had everything from gunpowder to blood still on. Sorry. So, yeah, I was in the West Mosul last week. We were in bed with the Iraqi army, helping to be part of helping women and children, innocent families get freed from ISIS on the West Side. Because, you know, Christians in America, you pray for those who have been persecuted, but we often forget somebody has to step in the gap to actually get them free. And prayers matter, and they make the difference. But, I mean, Mosul is modern-day Nineveh. I mean, it was the largest revival back in Old Testament, and it's the largest city in Iraq that has the most Christians. So we're privileged to be part of, again, in a small way, you know, helping those believers, persecuted Christians, Yazidis, and even Muslims, because God loves the whole world. And I know this, that, I mean, the only way to help change people, change cultures, change extremism is by going after their heart. Now, you'll like this. Here we are right out of, I mean, we're in a pretty weird situation, and a car comes bouncing up. We experienced two car bombs, you know, over 40 to 50 mortar rounds whizzing by us. And that's when I talked about, you know, having to carry, you know, somebody that was killed. And all of a sudden, this car comes bounding up. Everybody kind of turns and watch. A guy gets out and he goes, "Can you help my wife?" In the back seat, she has mental problems, psychological problems. And so we go over there, and I'm thinking, in the middle of nowhere, here I just finished a film called Triggered, Hope and Healing for Those Who Suffer from Trauma. I go, I can't believe this is happening. We walk up, making sure it's actually not a trap. She's covered up. And so I said, what's going on? Did a quick assessment to see. And she certainly had trauma from the effects of ISIS. But she was hearing voices. And I felt like the Lord said, this is demonic. And I told him, I said, do y'all believe in evil? Yes. Can I pray for you in the name of Jesus? Because that's the only power and authority I have. And do you know what they said? She looks at me and goes, is Jesus alive? And I said, he's not only alive, he loves you. Prayed for her against all demonic forces that had been telling her three things. She said constantly, cut yourself, burn yourself, and drink poison. And she had acted on one of them, and her face was actually burned. And you can see the picture on my Facebook page in the back of a car. And as soon as we prayed for her, she was completely free. There's no exaggeration in this. She goes, my mind, I feel better. I feel better. And that's the power of God. And that's what I want people to know. We can look at the darkness. However, God is doing great and mighty things. That's why my wife and I and our staff and our organization, we're humbled that he's inviting us to reach people. And believe me, there is great need, great opportunity, and we feel like he's given us a place and a space to run in it.
What a mission. What a high-risk mission, really. You're right. It's not about the darkness. It's about the light. Some people are probably saying, how's he alive? Yeah. I mean, how are you literally alive if you're over in Iraq and you're taking the message of Christ to those people?
I would say this. The prayers of our partners. We have hundreds of thousands of people that pray for us. And also, you tend to hear the Lord. I mean, I remember sitting in a Humvee, and I felt like the Lord said, start praying. We'd just taken a village, you know, it's like, start praying. And then I felt like he said, get out of the vehicle. And I got out. I started moving behind another vehicle, behind a wall. And sure enough, I mean, within a couple of minutes, ISIS had flown a little drone, little copter drone, and targeted us with a camera on it, seeing us, and dropped a mortar round right on us.
No.
And I just went, Lord, thank you. So people who are called to that, they just have to hear well. Because, I mean, I don't have high intellect. My wife says my wrist meter is broken. But I do have his love for hurting people and families. And that's what I would say. Over there, they're just like Americans. There's mommies, daddies, children. And you know what? They have hurts, fears, love, jobs, and we should never let other people's faith and religion, even when we don't agree with it, stop us from helping them do what they want, love each other, live in peace, right?
You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. Your host today, again, our special guest, Victor Marks. The Victor Marks story, an amazing story of high-risk missions in Iraq, the Middle East, ISIS, everything. It's just stunning. But, Victor, I want our people to come to know the man that God's called. You grew up a southern boy, Mississippi, Louisiana, down that area.
Yep.
But Victor, your childhood as a boy, you really were called out of a lot of brokenness. You mind sharing some of your story?
Well, you know, my biological dad didn't claim me as his kid. And I didn't even know he was my real dad till a little bit later in life. My mother would marry six times. I went to 14 schools, 17 houses. And I was raised in a pretty unstable environment that resulted in actually child abuse. It took me a long time to say those words, you know, child abuse. But and then actually we had to walk through some things of me being tortured by electrocution and being dunked in a tub to being, you know, water tub till I was passed out.
Literally dunked in a tub.
Yeah. Being held down. I mean, I remember waking up on a cold bathroom floor, wet. I was in my underwear. And my abuser, who was my stepfather, he looked at me. He had just resuscitated me, right? And he just goes, boy, don't you ever forget. I'm the one that gives you life. And that's what I call lies based on reality. And so many people, you know, obviously that's a manifestation of evil through a human. And a lot of people who have struggles and challenges today, a lot of it can be really drilled right back down to lies that they believed when they were kids or lies that have been planted. Because Satan, who, this is what all this is about, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. I don't focus on ISIS. I don't focus on gangs. I don't focus on drugs. These are all byproducts. The manifestation of evil is what we have to look at. God's kingdom, light, kingdom of darkness. And Satan is the father of lies. And I'll tell you, that's it. I mean, that is it. So it took me a while to get free from a lot of lies, years. Great counselors, the right protocol for me specifically. And I thank God for soul surgeons, people like you who understand there is absolutely, there's a sacredness in helping someone undo lies and really reintegrate their brain from childhood trauma.
Because trauma destroys. Trauma rips out your foundation of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who go through trauma, they don't remember things. They re-experience it. And it takes a lot of work, Victor, doesn't it?
It does.
When you've been abused as a kid, and your story is just horrific. Mm. What happened to take a boy like you and get you into a healthy place? I remember you saying you signed up for the military. You wanted to go fight people, whatever.
Oh,
I mean, you're on a destructive mission.
Absolutely. You know, I think people call it transference of anger.
Sure.
Because when you're angry as a kid, that doesn't go away. There's not a release valve. You have to do something with the anger. And, you know, for me, it was joining the Marine Corps. It was getting the martial arts. And just like, you know, I showed you that video clip of me in the Sheikh meeting. This Islamic leader, in this high-level meeting of me and him, he's over 300 million Muslims, 12,000 mosques. Right in the middle of our visit, I felt like the Lord said, tell him your story. And I just said, sir, I joined the United States Marine Corps right after the Beirut bombing for one reason, to kill Arabs. And he leaned back, and everybody in that room.
You're kidding me.
Oh, no, that's my
no
way. That's my Cajunness coming out. And I mean, pink, everybody got keyed up like, uh-oh, you know, he's going to
blow a place up.
Yeah, he's made it past everything. And I said, but let me tell you what Christ did for me. And then I shared my story, and he was visibly moved. He was visibly moved. You know, I think that, like Matthew, I think it's 5:16, talks about, you know, we're just to let our light shine. You know, that we can do good works, and then God's glorified.
God began doing a healing journey for you. I remember the story about reconciling with your biological father.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was through him. He invited me to church. That's how I got saved.
That's how you got saved.
Yeah.
Your biological father comes back into your life.
Years later.
While you're in the military, right?
While I was in the military.
Yeah.
He wrote me a letter, called me son, which made me mad, you know. And then yet, God reconciled us. And not all relationships are reconcilable. But he actually did something in a way between us that when I got married, he was my best man at my wedding.
Your dad.
My dad. My real dad.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the old kind of cliche, what they say is God will take your mess and make it your message.
Yep.
So you have all this trauma, and God begins to take you on a mission. By the way, I want people out there to know that God took this man, who was filled with rage and anger, and began to train him and use him. Victor, you've helped train Delta Force people, special mm-hmm. forces of all kinds in the military and
yep.
more. And out of this calling with Christ and more, you begin to move in a direction. When you just start thinking about the story here, it begins to make sense. That's
right.
Why this guy's in Iraq.
And I never really saw that, because you don't see yourself because you can be so close to it. But the redemptive factor of God, and actually using my drivenness, right, to be a competitive shooter, to be a martial arts guy, to hold a world record. And
just do nothing but be angry and just hurt and kill people, punish people for what's happened to you.
Rage on them. All
Rage
of a sudden, God goes, hey, let me take the anger out. Let me replace it with love. And let me give you the best weapon you can have, and it's forgiveness. And that's the weapon I use now. And that's what people need to know and hear in the Middle East, you know, we think about these children that are in these camps, these families that
tell us about the kids just for a moment.
Mosul, the last town I was in and we're working with, is 1.5 million people living in there. ISIS comes in, kills the police force, kills many men, subjugates the women, rapes. It's beyond belief, domination. Takes over the hospitals, TV stations, the schools, you know, and starts propelling their message of evil. And these are families that are broken, twisted, dying, and God goes, I love them. Will anybody help them? If we do not reach these children, I can tell you with 100% certainty from my experience of being on the ground, living there now, you know, doing multiple missions and facilitating lots more and working with great people, including Islamic leaders, if we don't reach those children, they will be the next wave of extremist recruitment.
That's pretty terrifying if think about it.
And they will be worse than ISIS. Look, I've held the hands of an 8-year-old girl that was held captive for 7 months. That's why I dare people to challenge me on what I would call their thin data versus thick data. But believe me, I was up in D.C. with all the subject matter experts, and I'm like, so how many times have you been to Iraq? How many times have you been in the middle of it? Don't just tell me about your degree from Harvard. I want to know, how many friends do you have Muslims? Do you have any that would give their life for you? Because I do. I work and live among them. And you know what? It's because of that willingness to go and to be and enter their suffering, just like Christ did for us, that they actually trust us, that they actually, you know, are there and wanting help. That's why I think it's the perfect time in history for Christians to get behind organizations and people that are doing good work. And it doesn't have to be us. People can contact us. I'll tell them other organizations I trust. But I'll tell you, if you're not sent, which there's not going to be a lot of people, be a sender and help us reach these children with our Lion and Lamb project.
Tell us about that Lion and the Lamb project.
Well, it's easy. ReachChildren.com. They'll see in a heartbeat that we're using these very specific healing tools. They're toys that my wife spent a long time on. And we're very intentional to develop music, specific music for trauma, to help lower their anxiety and panic. Think about your own children who've been afraid at night, had nightmares. You won't trip. They were scared. These kids are living in tents, coming out from the evil of ISIS and extremism. And we're putting these little lion and lambs in their hands where they can press the paw, hear the music, and it starts to lower their anxiety. They start breathing better, you know. And then prayers come on, prayers of God's truth, His love, His word, and now we're feeding their soul. And guess what? We're inoculating them against the cancer of extremism that will happen if we don't reach them.
The Lion and the Lamb Project.
Yeah.
How can people learn more about that?
Please just go to reachchildren.com and boom, it's right there. It's so simple. I mean, a person can sponsor a kid getting one for, I think it's 30 or 35 bucks or whatever. And, you know, we take all the risk. We do all that, but we just don't have the money. But we're grateful that God has raised up so many people already. My wife and I handed out like 10,000 of them on our last mission trip, and it's working. An Iraqi doctor on the front lines in the military is asking me, can you give me some of those? Because I'll hand them to children. I'll hand them to children when they come. He, as a doctor, is saying, this is incredible. It's so simple, but it is effective. So in the next 1,000 days, we're trying to put into the hands of 300,000 children these tools.
Victor, you have a deep affection for our veterans.
Yeah.
You have a project called Triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Victor, tell us about Triggered, your love, and speak to this whole issue of PTSD and more, how legit, how real it is.
Yeah, well, think about this. I just spoke with a commanding officer who realized recently that his time in combat, he's lost more men after combat than he did in. And this is the invisible enemy, PTSD. And, you know, this 22.
Because I'm thinking about kids, everything. That's what they're going through. I mean, this is a theme that's running through everything.
Absolutely. I mean, I think trauma is the unspoken epidemic. that the enemy is using to crush souls, to kill people, to destroy marriages, and to raise up next wave of, you know, people who are going to do bad things. So we worked on the Triggered Project, and we just released this month the military version. And when we first screened it out in D.C. at the Old Guard, which is the oldest military unit in the Army, there was an unbelievable applause. People were stunned because this film gives hope and healing for all who've suffered from trauma. And I'll tell you what, you know, we're making it free so people can see it on social media, spread it, but it will save lives and it will save marriages.
And the best way to solve it is together. I believe the antidote to trauma, the answer to trauma, is relationship.
I believe 100%.
It's all about connecting.
100%. It's not necessarily protocols or, you know, but when people realize they're not alone, whether they're a veteran or a kid that was abused, that, you know, one out of three girls will be, you know, sexually abused, one out of five boys. And did you know, actually, there was a study done that said the acute levels of PTSD from military veterans wasn't from combat, but it was actually from childhood trauma.
Wow.
And we actually, we thread that through this film, documentary, Triggered. And it really is helping people understand. I mean, I just got an email from a command sergeant major. This morning, he just goes, "You have no idea what this has done for me." And he goes, "I'm able to talk to my wife and children and even look at my troops different, because I used to just be mean, ornery, and out of control." He goes, "This helped me identify, really, the invisible enemy."
Victor, I can talk to you all day.
We sure could.
Just amazing. But I love the calling God has on your life.
Thank
he took you from utter despair and brokenness. Mm. He's placed you in this high-risk ministry. This is amazing. It's encouraging, too, to me. Can you give us a final thought? I mean, just put it into one succinct thought. What's our takeaway?
Yeah, God hasn't given a person the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I think the body of Christ is so ate up with fear, it keeps them from experiencing what God wants them to do and has for them. And I'd say this, because people tell me, you know, be safe, be safe, be safe. And I just go, I know what you're trying to say, but inherently what we do isn't safe. It's risk. But that's what the disciples did. That's what Christians, the body of Christ, is experiencing all around the world. So I would just say, American Christians, stop trying to be safe. Quit trying to, you know, surround yourself with super pleasure and just live full throttle. And I just think God has so much more for the person listening than they can imagine.
Doesn't matter where you're at, what you're going through, God's in the midst of it, and he's doing a work. What an amazing work. Thanks for joining us, Victor.
Thank you for having me.
What an exciting challenge for all of us to live full throttle for Christ. And men, there's an event coming up this weekend that could be the perfect kickoff to your full throttle life. Here's Dr. Tim Clinton to tell you more about it.
Thanks, Roger. And I'm so excited to share with our listeners about an event we're going to be at tomorrow. Victor Marx is going to be there with 7,000+ men packed into the Liberty University Vine Center. The place is going to be out of control. I promise you, Victor, I know this. We're going to do a special presentation of arms.
Mm.
We've done this. I'm telling you. These guys are so supercharged about honoring those who serve. And Victor, your message, I can't wait to introduce you. Well, let's put together a video piece showing what God's doing in the Middle East and that God has called a man on a mission.
I'm excited to see what the Holy Spirit does, because when he falls on men and can direct their hearts in ways that may be new and more powerful, The challenge is going to be there, that's for sure.
You're going to weep when you have 7,000 dudes on their feet screaming, I mean, and go.
That's warriors. That's
warriors who love
in.
God and country.
Yep.
I mean, I can't wait. You don't. If you're close, if you're in the area, get to the Vine Center at Liberty University.
Oh, wow. So is this at Liberty University?
Yes.
That's going to be great. I'm looking forward. And hey, for those of you who follow us, I'm inviting you right now. Get over there now.
Friday night, March 17th, and all day Saturday, March 18th, at the Liberty University Vine Center, Ignite Men's Impact Weekend.
And, of course, we'll include a link for the Ignite Men's Conference and also Victor Marx's ministry on our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for joining us today. Be sure to come back again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.